Good evening, everyone. It's Roberts here and Vance over there in the corner. Just thought I'd do a bit of an epilogue to the weekend's frivolities. Some people will know, not that many people actually, but some people will know that I did a number of audio booths at the weekend when I went to the stag weekend of my friend Mark Bowden, who's getting married in a couple of weeks' time. I say not many people will know because, rather oddly, the listenership on audio booth seems to be absolutely dropping through the floor at the moment. Not sure what it is, whether it's the changes in the system, so for new users getting less time to record, and the introduction of a premium service, whether it's just that there are more booths to go round, and so people, I don't know, listen to less of them, or as a proportion, listen to less of them. But either way, I'm lucky to get sort of six or seven people at the moment, whereas previously might have got like 20 or 30. Anyway, shouldn't moan about it. Was a really, really good weekend, and really good fun. The stag party itself, I think, was nicely structured. Whilst the gaming wasn't exactly my cup of tea and I couldn't really see it, looking at the computer screen, I could see when it was dark and I could see when it was light, and I could press the button to shoot or whatever it was, but had no idea whether I was shooting at something or just running into a wall, as I was apparently at certain times. But it was an experience. We then went on to the Cattlemen's Association in Harrogate, which is a sort of steakhouse place, which was pretty reasonable, I think everyone had a pretty good time there. And then the best bit of the evening, save for wandering through the streets of Harrogate, following the groom Mark, the stag rather, in his lederhosen, was getting back where his friends had kitted out the flat as a genuine Bavarian beer festival, along with German music, the walls plastered in pictures of famous German people and German beer drinking phrases, ich möchte ein Bier bitte, or something like that, or ich habe Durst, and it's ich möchte ein Bier. See, my pronunciation is awful. And yeah, pretty much how the evening continued, and everybody survived just about. The stag ended up handcuffed to a chair very briefly, in trying to ensure that he remained handcuffed to the chair, and that I myself didn't end up getting handcuffed to the chair, managed to break my watch, which was rather clever, but never mind. Everybody survived, all was good fun, Mark will, as long as he doesn't do anything in the next 2 weeks, should make his wedding all right, touch wood. Journey back was predictably boring as ever. I'm never quite sure why it takes the best part of an hour to do each of the 10-mile journeys at either end of the journey. There's too many journeys in this audio book. Anyway, to do the bit at the beginning and the bit at the end takes almost as long together as the 180 miles in the middle. But there you go. So, there's always the fun. You think you're almost home when you get to King's Cross and then spend the best part of an hour sitting on the Piccadilly and district lines. But that's life, isn't it, really? You hear me pausing because I don't usually do this, but I've written some notes for what I wanted to say in this audiobook. It may not be very structured anyway, and it may sound as though I'm rambling, and I expect most people have turned off by now anyway, but there we go, that's it. Yeah, I know what I wanted to say. I was really pleased in just searching on Google to see how Googleable my audio booths on the weekend were, because actually audio booths tend to be fairly Googleable, if that's the right term. I found an audio boo by somebody by the name of Dizzy Thinker, and in having a look through Dizzy Thinker's booths, I discovered that she started using audioboo about 4 months back because of the InTouch item. Unless there's been another InTouch item on Audiobilt, I can only assume that that's the InTouch item that where I went and was interviewed by Peter White and talked about using Audioboo for my guide dog diaries and for when travelling in Europe and things like that. So really pleased that I've got at least one person onto using Audioboo. Don't know if there are any others, but I suppose it's not a bad record. He looks back at his list again. This doesn't make for good audio playing, really, does it? Things to do. Well, with the stag weekend out of the way, my next job is, as I don't think I mentioned, that I'm actually the Mark's best man for the wedding. So I have a speech to write. I might do a different Audioboo on speech writing. And the other thing that I need to do an Audioboo on are a few grumbles, because, you know, Audioboo is there for grumbling, really, isn't it? The grumbles I want to make are on Olympic ticketing, specifically for carers and personal assistants. I haven't drunk anything, really, for disabled ticket holders, and also a grumble about Times Plus. I'll leave that for another time, perhaps.